Honey, do not make plans Saturday, January 24th, okay?
Why? What's happening?
The Walmart wellness event. Flu shots, health screenings, free samples from those brands you like.
All that at Walmart.
We can just walk right in. No appointment needed. Who knew we could cover our health and wellness needs at Walmart?
Check the calendar, Saturday, January 24th.
Walmart wellness event. You knew.
I knew.
Check in on your health at the same place you already shop. Visit Walmart Saturday, January 24th for our semi-annual wellness event. Flu shots subject to availability and applicable state law. Age restrictions apply. Free samples while supplies last.
Revitalize your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery during our bath savings event. Plus, get up to 40% off select shower heads. No matter what style you're looking for, we've got you covered. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Fun little episode for you today. Friday morning, live with Ryan Horvath to do some picks here for the weekend that is coming up in the NFL. And we'll throw a college game in there, I suppose. Also, if you are on the audio, then after I'm done with Horvath, you will hear our Bucks live from last night, where, you know, we're basically thinking that it's probably tank time, not just fire and trade, but like now try to lose. We're getting close to that. I did see Doc Rivers was talking about, well, we're only 2.5 out of the play-in game. You're Doc Rivers with Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you're only 2.5 out of the playoff game. Okay, so that will be on the audio. If you're on video, that's a separate live video as I continue to barf content out to you guys this week. And we thank Ryan Horvath for joining us here on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Horvy.
Yeah, if anybody out there has a podcast, I'm really saying yes to everything these days, and you guys don't have to pay me or whatever, so I'll pop on and, you know, whatever. I did just tell my wife, you just brought up the Bucks, you know. I told my wife, I said, man, I love football still, and come baseball season, which I know we're going to get to in a little bit here, I am excited for that. I can't win betting college basketball. I don't know any of these kids anymore. I sound like my grandpa. And then the NBA, I haven't watched more than 5 minutes of a game all season. So I was joking. Like, I don't even really like sports other than football these days. I forgot, I'm not kidding, that Kevin Durant was on the Rockets until this morning when I saw that social media post where SGA is like, enjoy the seventh seed. I was like, holy shit, Kevin Durant's on the Rockets. I mean, I can't be this guy, but like when I lived in Milwaukee, I cheered for the Bucks because my team since 1999, oh, I mean, we had the Derrick Rose run. Yeah. They've been a disaster and I can't cheer for that. I've been boycotting the team, boycotting League Pass, because the more money that you pump in and they sell out the United Center every single season, they just continue to put out the same shitty product. You play for the play-in, but you know, I like watching the Bucks, but man, this version of the Bucks depresses me the same way that it does when I watch the Chicago Bulls. I hate the Giannis haters out there. I got to be honest, like number 34, you know, and I hate people that put people's jersey numbers and don't just say the names, but like 34, I had so much respect for him, but blah, blah, blah. Look, this is the NBA now. And let's be honest, LeBron James ruined the NBA. Because back in the day, you could just stay with the same organization, you know, and compete for like a playoff spot.
Sure.
My point is, you know, just like in the NFL, like when we talk Aaron Rodgers, oh, choke artist, only one Super Bowl ring. Well, it's a team sport, man. The best team wins the Super Bowl every year. But like in the NBA, now your whole legacy is about rings. How many, you know, even when we do LeBron against Jordan. And so I guess I blame like social media and debate shows. Well, LeBron can't be the best of all time because Jordan.
Nothing worse than just two guys talking back and forth, right? Right? Am I right?
But you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the Giannis hate, because if the Bucks are going to continue to roll out the same team, and I know that they've tried to make moves and they brought in Dame last year, Kyle Kuzma, but like if he doesn't go somewhere else and win another ring, then in 10 years, you know, two jabronis like us will be one of the greatest. He only has one ring, choke artist.
Any Giannis hate would be he wants to leave. We all know he wants to leave, but he just won't say it. Just say it. Don't,
because he doesn't want to be the bad guy, and he's a loyal guy.
Don't boo the crowd.
I kind of like that, though.
I know he doesn't want to be the bad guy. The other problem with the NBA is the product is bad. Silver said this is a highlight league. I had a couple of things that I was going to try to like, oh, there's a buy one, get one night for the Bucks. They just advertised. And my kid's got a thing. And then his basketball. Like, there's all these other Bucks activities I was going to go do. I watched him play the last week. I've scrapped all my Bucks going to Bucks games plans for until they ship up and shape up. You're not getting my money. Speaking of money, 4 for $240 for Kyle Tucker, who's not that good. Not that good. I don't know how much of this is going to be deferred. I think last night was when he signed with the Dodgers. Last night, everyone's thinking, oh, well, now baseball's going to go on strike. Now I'm done with baseball. Now you're done with baseball? The thing about the Dodgers is they don't need Kyle Tucker. They just went and got him because they could. They're three-peating regardless. So now is the time. Baseball is pretty much, I don't want to not be so non-eloquent, but fucked.
Yeah, totally agree. And like, with all due respect, fuck Kyle Tucker, man. I mean, I know you're a Brewers guy and I'm a Cubs guy, but I was so excited and I knew Kyle Tucker.
I'd rather he be with the Cubs than the Dodgers, quite honestly.
That's the thing. Like, you know, they're building something in Chicago. They're building something in Milwaukee, right? And it's like, do you really just want to take the easy way out? I guess so, because again, it all comes back to ring talk and money, right? Money. But nothing's going to change, right? We do this every other year, and I'm so sick of the strike talk and we need a salary cap in baseball because nothing's, like I just said, nothing's going to change. It's always going to be the Dodgers and the Yankees outspending everybody. And, you know, that sucks for teams like you guys, for the Cincinnati Reds, who I see right now are almost 4-1 to win the NL Central. That would be my bet, honestly. Right? I would bet the Reds.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, from a value point, because the Cubs are plus 125.
They made a trade last night, too, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, I only care right now about what my team does and what your team does, because I'm not really worried about the Reds or the Pirates yet, but the Brewers scared the shit out of me, obviously, rightfully so, because you guys have been fucking up my world for, like, the last decade plus now. But it sucks, but, like, what drives me nuts is a Cubs fan, number two, number three market in the world. Spend money like you're the Dodgers. Do the deferred money shit. And I do like that that's what they did here with Bregman. That was very uncharacteristic for them to go out and spend money on him. Wanted him last year. Works out even better this year. But yeah, dude. I mean, this is what makes baseball, I'm not going to say unwatchable, because I watch my team all 162-plus games. But it sucks because it's like you're playing for second place in the National League. You know, even a couple years ago when the Brewers went to Game 7 of the NLCS, it's like, here they are in Game 7. And in the back of my head, I'm like, nah, they're fucked, man. Like, that's why you got to go out.
They had a lead. They were still screwed.
Right. That's what I mean. Because, and even when, like, I bet the Dodgers this year, and everybody's like, that's not a value pick. And it was like plus 300. And I'm like, but they're going to win because they have Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. Yeah. They have the entire All-Star.
You'd kill to get them at plus 300 right now.
And they were 7-1 at one point because all their starting pitchers died. And I kept saying, no, they're still going to win it. And everybody's like, no, what are you talking about, man? They can't beat the Padres, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they didn't have any arms. Tyler Glasnow was eventually going to come back, right? Like, they didn't even need Clayton Kershaw. And I know it was his last year, but he was just an afterthought. You know, they got Ohtani back, obviously, pitching. So it sucks. The rich continue to literally get richer. I hate the Dodgers. I really hate Kyle Tucker. I think of him, and I know we had that run with the Astros. I think of him as a losing player because I think he was dogging it. I hate to say that about professional athletes, and I know he was dealing with an injury, but you could tell last season he didn't want to be in Chicago, which is really weird, man, because you could literally sign a big contract, be a complete bum, and we'll still cheer for you because we're drunk. You know, like Alfonso Soriano stunk, and I had his jersey. And I wore it to every Cubs game for 5 straight years. I hated that little stupid leap he would do to make every routine catch. But, God, I really just hope that something goes wrong for the Dodgers this year. But it won't. Like you said, they'll three-peat. And Kyle Tucker is a coward, in my opinion. Go Cubs, go.
Ryan says at 12:01 a.m. Eastern, December 2nd, the CBA expires. If a lockout is what it takes to fix the structure, that's the price I'll pay. Zach in the Falls. $4.99 shout out, the greatest two to ever do it. Missed the Horvat Winkler duo on Milwaukee radio in the morning. And I'm going to publicly say it once again. I would like to, with you, take over for Bob and Brian when they retire.
Yeah, if you're out there right now listening, hey, Aaron Rodgers, we know you're a fan of the show. If you're listening, give us a call. Defend yourself. Who is that? But if you're a program director out there, you should take a chance and you should bring in me and Bart. Pay us a bunch of money.
Take a chance and bring in people, two people that have a big audience. Wow, what a shock.
But I also, like I just said, don't want to watch basketball. So I think what we do to make the show even better is we add a third and we bring in Grant. Like everybody, I see some of these people in your mentions and they're like, oh, I want a Bart and Rami show. Rami has enough fucking jobs right now. Rami's on the score. And also, I love Rami. How are you doing Milwaukee radio like during this time when the Bears and Packers rivalry is a real thing? We fucking hate each other again, right? And Rami's playing both sides. If this was the mafia, he'd be offed. He'd be like Big Pussy in The Sopranos. They'd Pesci him. You can't play both sides. Choose your territory.
He's found out how to do it, though.
But, you know, I think they should bring us in and bring in Grant as well, and we could be a three-man show, and then I'll take off until football season. And you guys probably won't want me around really during baseball season since we kind of hate each other for those couple of months because you guys are so mean to us as Cub fans.
We are. We're huge assholes.
With your L sign. It makes me so sad.
Paramount Plus is the new home of UFC. It isn't just combat. It's cinema.
Unbelievable.
Every strike is a frame.
What a shot.
Every rivalry, a story.
Oh, my goodness.
This canvas is more than a stage.
Are you not entertained?
It's where legends are made. UFC on Paramount Plus. Every fight, one subscription. Streaming this January.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Let's take this $4.99 and spend it on some games.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's bet some games. You want to start with the college or the NFL?
Well, let's go in order, timeline order. Okay. So what's first, Bills Broncos?
Dude, Bills Broncos. And so my wife this year.
I made these picks, by the way, last night on Locked On Packers, the squad show.
Yeah.
I hate all of my picks.
Why? Okay, well, now I want to hear what you have. So here, we're a Bills family. Packers, Steelers, although the Steelers run is over now that Rodgers is done. So they go, that lamp goes with the Jets lamp.
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. My kid, so one of these things that he watches on YouTube is like stat videos of who wins AFC championships, who wins Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then when they show like the 1995 Super Bowl or whatever, they play the song of the team. And the song he's latched onto the most is, hey, Steelers, here we go. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Here we go. So he likes the Steelers now. He likes the Houston Oilers that don't exist because they had a good song. So we are a Steelers house. We're a Bills house. We're a Sabres house.
You know, I love that. And I love that, like, they're becoming little sports fans, man, because Nathan, now he's same thing. But what he likes to do is like last night or two nights ago, we went to get sushi after his concert. And he's sitting there and he's quizzing me. He's like, all right, daddy, this team was 11-5. And I'm like, the Packers. And he's like, no. And then him and my wife are like, how do you not know that? You're supposed to be the sports guy. And I'm like, well, fuck, what was the Packers record? I thought we won 11 games. We only won 9 games this year.
We won 9 games.
Yeah, but he's all in it too. He'll be like, Dad, 2003 AFC championship game. And it's funny because that used to be my thing. Like, I would sit in class and somebody would just yell out, like, 1985, and I could give you the Heisman. I don't know where all that info in my brain, I do know where it all went, but I don't care anymore. You know, I don't.
I'm just going to give a shout out real quick to Eric. Eric tried to join the Bucks show. The audio was rough. Please try again. I was going to, because he then hung out in the bottom. I was going to go back to him, but he was like on screen doing stuff that I didn't think I could air.
Oh, really? Like heroin?
No, not heroin.
I'm just kidding.
Black All right, I like the Bills.
Okay, so that's what I was about to say before you rudely cut me off on your own show. We're a Bills family now. My wife has a big Bills sweatshirt. I love Josh Allen. Hung out with Josh Allen. Shout out to me. He's also a big Goose fan, which I sent you a song and you never listened to. I know for a fact you never listened to it because you never texted me like, oh, this is the greatest song of all time. But I bet the Bills and I bet the Niners before the season. You know when you get those free bets and you're like, what the fuck am I going to do with a $10 bet? I took a exact matchup on those two teams, the meet in the Super Bowl, Bills over the Niners, and they're both still alive, but I think they're both fucked, and I love Josh Allen, and I hate when idiots, I don't want to say idiots, I hate when people that have no business being on the air like Ryan Clark have a take like, if the Bills don't win the Super Bowl this year, it's all on Josh Allen. That's like when we used to do that with Rodgers, bro. Like, he had a Ladarius Gunter as his shutdown corner. Josh Allen's number one wide receiver right now is who? Brandon Cooks, Keon Coleman, a bunch like the two tight ends.
Kincaid Josh Palmer, and, Khalil Shakir.
Josh Allen
that,
is
that
the best
Shavers player. Guy? Who's Shavers?
Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah,
at least for the last 2 years, right? I want to end the Mahomes. I've already done this bit the GOAT discussion, right? The most talented quarterback of all time is right behind me. It's Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
The most decorated quarterback and the real GOAT is still Tom Brady. Mahomes is in the conversation, but he's had a shitty couple of years, and it's always an excuse. Rodgers never got these excuses. Brady never got these excuses. But Josh Allen does deserve the excuses because this team is a 4-win football team without him. I think they're screwed. I think the extra rest is a real thing. I think the altitude, as you know, you were in Denver, is a real thing. I think they have the best defense in the league. Everybody in the public is betting the Bills, yet it flipped. And now the Broncos are a 1.5-point favorite. So I hate to do it. I'm going to hedge my Bills Super Bowl bet. I'm taking Denver to win this game. I hate Bo Nix. I hate Sean Payton. I think he's a fucking criminal. But, man, they're the better football team. And I got to take the better football team and the better defense at home.
I don't know if I'm trying to talk myself into the Bills because I really have never liked the Broncos.
Hate them.
Obviously, since they beat us in the Super Bowl. I think their fans were some of the worst fans I've ever sat by this year. I think that the logo change was terrible. I hate the logo change. I've hated them since that, really. I do not like Sean Payton in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. But I think that Broncos team is more like the team that Jacksonville went in there and beat them. Packers had a chance. I like Buffalo. I do like Buffalo. I like Josh Allen to keep riding this thing, even though his wife used to root for the Broncos.
Okay, I think that that's so dumb because I also saw somebody and they were like, well, Drake May's wife, which I forget her name, she's like a huge hit, I guess, on social media because she does like cooking and baking and stuff. But anyway, people were like, oh, well, she did the same thing and they showed a picture because they're high school sweethearts of them in Carolina Panther gear. That's not the same thing. They grew up in Carolina and they cheered for their hometown team. Look, Josh Allen's wife could do whatever she wants. Have you seen Sinners?
I haven't yet.
She sings. She acts. She's talented as shit. Josh Allen's a badass. I hope I'm wrong on this one. I'll gladly lose this bet, but I just think Denver wins this game. Let's see really quick while we're doing this if there's any props that I'm going to bet. I was thinking about Bo Nix under 24.5 rush yards. Haven't bet that one.
How about this?
What?
Look.
No. Man.
Well, I'm blocking out my friends on the other side.
How?
My friend's a huge Niners fan. Huge. So when I went over there as kids, I wore a Niners hat and yeah.
Wow. Keon Coleman, anytime touchdown, +550. That's mispriced. Keon Coleman, anytime touchdown, but Broncos win the game. All right, we head out to Seattle, home of the grunge era. Home of Soundgarden, Nirvana, Mudhoney,
Pearl Jam,
Even Flow. Seattle, a 7-point favorite.
Jordan Love.
Total in the game, 45. You know, again, I got a hedge here. I picked the Niners before the season, but I didn't know that Nick Bosa was going to die. Now they can't generate a pass rush. I thought maybe Fred Warner could come back for a playoff run. Dude, Robert Saleh, I told you this was going to happen. He's done such a good job this year that now he's getting head coaching interviews. He's not a head coach, but he's a hell of a coordinator, especially when he's paired with the genius, Kyle Shanahan, who I love. I wish LaFleur was more like Shanny. All these guys, his little brothers, like his little tree, they're all great play callers. But Shanny's a fucking dick. LaFleur needs to be more of an asshole like Kyle Shanahan. His players are fucking afraid of him, dude. And rightfully so. But anyway, I just think that this is a bad spot. No George Kittle, right? Like, is Kyle Juszczyk and Ricky Pearsall going to be able to step up and make plays against this Seattle top 10 defense on the road? Everybody keeps doing the, I can't trust Sam Darnold thing. You know what I trust Sam Darnold? When he has clean pockets and when he's throwing against a beat-up defense. I like Seattle to win this game by double digits here.
Do I need to go live today when LaFleur gets extended? I don't fucking want to. I think LaFleur's Ben Johnson sunned him so bad.
That's why you bring him back. This is the beginning of his villain arc.
Yeah, right. Matt LaFleur on a villain arc?
Yeah, I think that Ben Johnson brought it out of him.
No, Matt LaFleur's probably been crying in his glass of fucking bonanza wine for 7 days.
Yeah, but who else?
I'm taking the Niners, by the way.
To cover or to win?
To win.
Really?
Shanny either doesn't make the playoffs or they go to the NFC Championship game.
Brock Purdy's good.
I told you I hate my picks.
Would you rather have Brock Purdy as your starting quarterback or Jordan Love?
Love.
Me too.
I like Purdy, though.
I think Jordan Love is awesome.
I think he's so fucking good.
I just don't think him and I like LaFleur. I'm not a LaFleur hater. I think they're a terrible, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Two very good-looking people. Two cool people. They weren't good together. Brad Pitt was getting drunk on planes, beating the fucking shit out of their adopted children. They had to part, and I think that might be Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur, you know?
Jordan Love's a lot like me. Jordan Love...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, listen, hear me out. Jordan Love can do a lot of good. A lot of good. And people are, like, reluctant to say, okay, yeah, there's something there. But he makes one little tiny mistake, and he gets judged differently than the rest of his contemporaries. I can pump out great content for 15 years now, but I make one little tiny mistake and I'm vilified in ways that only Jordan Love can understand. I'm clipping this and posting that.
I think the wide receivers are dog shit. Like, I like Watson. Dobbs makes big play after big play. I don't want him on special teams, but like,
I like Josh Jacobs returning kicks.
Like, so many. I think that's just them saying, like, does that mean he's not coming back next year?
Remember the play that Kennard caught it and then he kicked it 15 feet? That's the worst game ever.
Honestly, I just want to look forward to what's coming up. I don't even want to think about these idiots right now. Until.
All right, so I'm taking the 2-1 seeds to lose on Saturday.
All right, let's go out to Chicago, home of Italian beef, deep dish pizza, Kanye West, and myself. Your hometown fib, Ryan Horvath. The Bears were 4-point dogs. Now they're 3.5-point dogs. Total 48.5. So Matthew Stafford has tore up Dennis Allen defenses, but then everybody's going to talk about Matthew Stafford in cold weather games. Dude, I wanted to bet the Rams, and I kind of want the Rams to win it. But the issue I have here is Stafford the last couple weeks in these bigger games, like I bet them against Carolina. I thought they were going to win that game by 30. He's gotten a little sloppy with the football, dude. And the Bears, defense, down to down, one of the worst in the league. But they could take away the football. And I just think Caleb Williams is the Iceman. And I think that the Bears are going to win this game outright. I bet the Bears. Stop, Bears. Sorry.
Poor timing for...
At least I wasn't a fucking Niners fan, though.
I know. Poor timing for the nickname the Iceman to stick, but...
Oh...
There he is.
You should put that next to Aaron Rodgers when he was a kid. Do you know Aaron Rodgers was a Niners fan growing up and they did not take him number one overall? They passed on him.
Did you know that nobody recruited him, but then somebody went to go scout a tight end and then at Butte College? I have learned this. When there is a team of destiny, that is, you know, chugging down the tracks, you don't stand in front of that train to try to stop it.
No.
You just let it go. You let it go. You let it go and you try to catch a ride until it eventually comes to a stop. So I will be taking the Los Angeles Rams to lose this football game. I'm taking the Bears. I think the Bears
kind of...
Now. Could the Bears have put too much energy into last week's game and then lose the next round to a team from LA a la the Brewers?
I don't think so, honestly. I think they're going to carry that momentum over. Like, they finally got the
Bears fans right now aren't even thinking about the Rams. They're still pissing on our grave. And they're still going to win.
Yeah, but that's like the fans. That's not the Bears. Like, the Bears are preparing now for the Rams, I would assume. I hate to say it. They kind of remind me a little bit of the Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl run. Hot quarterback, taking away the football. I think Caleb, this might be like his Atlanta game for Rodgers. Caleb's good. You know who I know why, like, you know, he reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. That would be my player comp for Caleb.
I love Caleb.
Nowhere near as good as Aaron Rodgers, who hashtag people forget, greatest of all time. All right, let's go out to Boston.
And his hashtag people forget not married.
Let's go out to you think wherever. Yeah, I don't know. I was talking about that with Ostrowski, and he was like, if I were a network, he's like, I don't watch the McAfee shit, but I would hire him, right? And I was like, I know, because Rodgers, a lot of people are like, well, he's just going to ride off into a cave and eat berries for the rest of his life. No way, dude. He likes the attention way too much.
He's going to be somewhere. You know who Rodgers is? Or Rodgers' wife is? No. Yeah. Rodgers' wife is Vera Peterson.
Who's that?
From Cheers. Norm Peterson's off-screen never seen wife.
Yeah, yes. Okay, there you go. I thought you were being serious there. Cheers, all-time show. I heard my wife even say I knew that. Well, yeah, because we just rewatched Cheers during the pandemic. Dude, I don't know. I think you really probably – I don't know. Maybe it's like when Dennis Rodman married himself. Remember that? In promotion of his book, Bad As I Want to Be.
You know who I'm going to marry after this weekend?
Who?
D'Amico Ryans.
Houston
Texans go to New England.
Yeah, let's ship up to Boston like the fucking dropkick Murphys in English. Apples? Ryan. Do you like apples?
Do I like apples? Yes.
Well, I got a number. How about them apples? Who's Kawi taking? I'm trying to do my best Boston to set the scene here.
Paka Khan, Havid Yad.
I bet Will Anderson to win Super Bowl MVP, because this game I'm having a hard time with, because I could see Houston winning the Super Bowl because they have the best defense in the league. But CJ Stroud goes like full idiot at least 3 to 4 times per game. I like New England to win this game. I'm rolling with Drake May. I don't know if you know this, Bart. I actually, and I'll retweet it for all the people once he wins this game. I would have taken him number 2 overall, right behind Caleb. I think Drake May is a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels. Mike Vrabel is awesome. I'm going to go Patriots here.
So I took all road teams except for the Bears.
Yeah.
I told you I hate my picks.
I think the Bears are like one of 4 teams. They're the 4th team in NFL history to be dogs in back-to-back home playoff games. It's crazy.
You know, the Packers, I saw this stat. They're the first team in NFL history to have a dog shit coach and their fans still defend him.
They do. They invent new ways to lose every year, which is pretty depressing.
Did you see this tweet? I got to give it to you.
Hit it.
This was from Justice McKing. The Packers have existed for 106 years. In the last 6 years, you've witnessed the most passing yards by a visiting quarterback at Lambeau Field in 23. The most rushing yards by, the most rushing yards by a visiting running back at Lambeau Field in this year, Henry. Most 9+ point leads blown by a team, 5 this year. Only team to ever blow a 7+ point fourth quarter lead to Kyle Shanahan, who's otherwise 1-39. Only NFL team in history to lose three games without having to punt. And the most rushing yards ever allowed in the NFC Championship game. And Matt LaFleur is going to get more money.
Yep. It's sad.
Yeah. All right, Monday night.
Wait, who are you taking?
Houston.
Oh, you're taking the Texans to win?
Yeah. All of my picks are Moneyline Mike picks.
All right, so Miami right now, an 8.5-point dog, total 47.5. Everybody loves Indiana. Everybody loves Cignetti. Everybody likes Mendoza.
Oh, gee golly, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. He wanted us to put it. Fuck me. I hate Mendoza. He bores me. I think
Miami. Some breaking baseball news quick?
Yeah, hit me. Is it involving the Cubs?
No, Bo Bichette.
A Dodger.
Not the Dodgers, the Mets.
I fucking hate New York so much. Did you know,
Bob? 3 years, 126. Three years, 126.
Can you name two national radio hosts right now that aren't from New York?
Well, you and me, no, we're out.
The fucking Mets, bro. The fucking Mets, they gotta bring back fucking Pete Alonso, bro. That's all. Like, what if you want to listen to sports?
Steve Cohen might not have got you the Christmas present you wanted, but all the rest of the gifts under the tree are looking real, real shiny and nice right now.
All right, bench cut start. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. Bench cut start. What you going with? 844-7950.
You got to cut Easter. Easter is spring, weather sloppy.
And all it is, and this is kind of your bit, is all I hear now from the national scene is just, this coach is an idiot. That coach is an idiot. This team sucks. Never any breakdown, though, of why said coach is idiot. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? Syracuse, man. I'm just saying, some people might like sports radio and they don't care about New York. It's a funny concept, right? Anyway.
Bench, cut, start. Coke, Pepsi, or Aussie Cola?
So I'm not going to bet this game right now, but right before kickoff, I'm going to take a lot of money. And I'm just going to throw it in the same fucking fireplace that I did when I bet Oregon against Indiana, which, by the way, I knew that game was over after the first throw. Dante Moore, it wasn't so much the pick six. You saw it in his face. He was seeing ghosts. And it's because Indiana's defense is so good. But you know who else's defense is so good? Miami's. My guy, Ruben Bain, trying to be a top five pick. I think he's going to sack Mendoza a couple times. I don't know that Miami could beat Indiana. But if we get a 10, we're at 8.5 right now. I want to see where this number closes. Dude, this game is being played in Miami Gardens at the Hard Rock Stadium. It's a home game, and they're catching more than a touchdown. Nobody wants to bet against Indiana. I'll be that guy. Give me the fighting Carson Becks. He's been so good with the football. He's not forcing those throws. Used his legs. Scored the game-winning touchdown. Give me Miami here. You know what? Fuck it. Miami's winning this game. I will be the only person on this planet. Miami beats Indiana. 28-24. Shocks the world.
Hold on. Say that again. Wait. Say that again. Solo.
I'll be the only person on the planet. Give me Miami. Not only to cover the 8.5 or wherever we close. Miami on Monday night is going to beat Indiana. Plus 280 right now at FanDuel. I'll lock it in. You know what? Scared money don't make money, Bart. Miami shocks the world. Go Hurricanes. Go a Bella Danger.
Why was there a scream in there? Did you hear that?
No. Maybe we picked up like another dimension. Do you believe in like other, do you fuck with other dimensions and shit?
I think if you ask me the question, do you believe, my answer is yes to all of it.
Do you believe you could fly? Do you believe that you could touch the sky? Do you ever think about it? Do you remember when R. Kelly was the number one artist and then like he was pissing on girls and now he's in federal prison?
My son came home singing that song the other day. I go, why are they still teaching you that?
Shit? I believe I could fly.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Look, what R. Kelly did, the whole urination thing, terrible. But when Toya Toyn comes on, you bet your ass I'm rolling up that window. Last call for alcohol. We're closing
Thinking
down.
Thinking about
the
it every night and day. Song spread beats, my man. Wings and fly away.
Yeah. It's more Michael Jordan than R. Kelly, if that makes sense. You know,
that was
more
our, like that space. was our slogan for our senior year of soccer. Our shirt said Fondy Soccer. I believe I can fly.
Ours was we fucked them after we beat every single team while all the parents and the priests at this Catholic school would be walking to their cars. It would just be like, Morris, we fucked them. We wanted everybody to hear it.
I believe I can soar.
See me running through the open door. I believe I could fly. Woo! Remember when people would get all mad because I would start singing on the air because I'd be on like 2 hours of sleep after covering the Brewers game?
Remember when Emig
we had a commercial-free hour? We had no commercials.
Emig would quiz us on 90s music?
Yeah. I mean, we had a literal hour where we could not cut to a commercial.
Should I ask Emig if he wants to do a take me out during to the ball game again? Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Take me out to the Paul game.
I have literally nothing else to do.
I have nothing to do except go online and have people celebrate that I'm not working. That's fucking awesome.
Those are always, yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever I believe I can soar. You're not going to get me down. I still believe I'm running through that open door.
Yeah, somebody's going to hire us. There's a program out there, program director out there right now. The next Tom Parker.
Yeah.
You know, a guy that wants to bring the local back to local radio. Again, we don't care about Syracuse, Fordham, the fucking Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks. Yeah. I haven't watched one game all year. Is Marcus Camby still a Knick?
Yeah, 13-10 last night.
Remember one time I got in a fight with Sylvie from Waddle and Sylvie on the best Chicago station, ESPN 1000, because I wanted Marcus Camby as the sixth man, and I wanted the Bulls to deal a second-round pick, and he was like, that's dumb. And I was like, fuck you talking about? And then Marcus Camby averaged a double-double that year.
I believe it's time to go.
Yeah, I'm about to go hang out with my wife. We're going to get some lunch. Maybe Costco. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You got to get shopping at Costco. They're going to check over your receipt so hard.
You know what I was thinking about this morning? A lot of things. Like, why is my paycheck $1,000 short? But I was also thinking, like, man, you got to enjoy these next couple of years.
I wish I got a paycheck today. I was like, what is this for?
It's awesome that my son now is 12 years old and he's getting into, he like likes to hang out finally. And like I said, quiz me about sports, still into the WWE and whatnot, even though the product right now, not so great. But I was thinking about how old I am because I had a colonoscopy this week. Dude, my kid is going to be a teenager next birthday. And then pretty soon he's like 14, 15. And then I was remembering myself at 14, 15.
Not good.
Time really, you know, Kenny Chesney was onto something when he said, don't blink.
How's that one go?
Don't blink. You might find your baby's growing up like mine did or something like that. I actually almost saw Kenny Chesney 3 times, but me and my buddies would just go and party in the parking lot and then not even go in. Not a big country guy, except for Sturgill.
Yeah. All right. Hey, always good to see you.
Thanks, dude. Have a good weekend.
Having the right people in your corner for life's biggest milestones makes all the difference. Like a friend who's there when you're house hunting or checking out a new ride, State Farm is there too, helping you choose the coverage you need. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you along the way. And with so many coverage options, it's nice knowing you have help choosing a plan that fits your needs, so you can continue celebrating all of life's milestones. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Revitalize your bathroom with big savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery during our bath savings event. Plus, get up to 40% off select shower heads. No matter what style you're looking for, we've got you covered. Shop for your bathroom refresh at Lowe's. We help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bucks postgame portion of the proceedings. As the Bucks, right now they are losing to the Spurs. They are losing to the Spurs. The game will be over and they will have lost to the San Antonio Spurs. We can go through the box score and give you the score if you'd like. They were down 13 at half, and then I believe the Spurs outscored the Bucks in the third quarter 40-16. So, you know, it's pretty much over there. And I think the question is, was this better off for them? Do we start to root for them to lose? Do you start to root for the Bucks to tank? I thought if this question came up, it might come a little bit later, but they just are not winning. And not only are they not winning, but it is very lifeless. So if they got booed the other night at home, I could only imagine what the booing would have been like tonight. You know, they were winning. They almost had a little bit of a five-game winning streak that they could have had. That game against the Wizards on New Year's Eve, they let McCollum take a jumper and he hit it, and then Giannis wasn't able to make his. But before that, they beat Chicago and they beat the Hornets, and then after they beat the Hornets and they beat the Kings, these weren't blowouts. These weren't against, you know, terribly good teams, but at least they were putting up some dubs. And then they lost to Golden State, beat the Lakers, lost to the Nuggets, and then they lost to the Timberwolves. And I really think that these last two games paint this team to me in a completely different light, where I think maybe you do have to talk about, is tanking the best? Keep in mind, with their trade with the Pelicans, they could get a pick. So the Pelicans, they have a couple of picks. What's happening is they traded that swap. So Atlanta is going to get the Bucks could have a pick. We talked about this on a tankathon. It would be the ninth pick right now. So do you want them to lose? Do you want the Bucks to lose? Ben says hello. Different Ben says every game is a struggle. Jake says, Jimmy Haslam's ability to ruin two professional teams is astounding. He is a literal curse. Lee, rebuild time. Nick says, it's to the point of being impressive how terrible they are. Jake, welcome to Wisconsin, where our sports teams' head coaches have zero accountability. Not only that, but Matt LaFleur is likely to get an extension, if it hasn't happened by the time you are already listening to this. Again, this is Into the Winklerverse. We're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order at happyplacehemp.com. I was going to do this and then go to bed. There will be a seltzer consumed tonight to help me get there. Otherwise, I will just keep my eyes open in horror of what has happened here tonight. It feels like this is not the time for this. I think this is not the time for the Bucks to play as bad as they are playing. Joe says, this is the longest stretch of apathetic play I can remember since I started watching in 1994. Let's skip the Bucks talk and get into the MLB lockout of 2027. Oh yeah, Kyle Tucker signs with the Dodgers. Jeez. Dustin says, I wish I was on the radio. Well, at least this way you get to see my face. I can say fuck. That's cool. But yeah. Again, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART. Oh, and I can promote them because I couldn't do that on the radio either. 25% off each and every order. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART. We are coming to you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. And, of course, support our friends at Carl's Place. And if you want to join the Winklerverse, you can. So, should the Bucks tank? I am still going to hold out hope that they can win some games. You know what would be fun for us? To see them in the play-in tournament. Wouldn't that be fun? It would be like high stakes, because we've never seen the Bucks in the play-in tournament. Right now, the play-in tournament is the Cavs, Heat, Hawks, and Bulls. So the Heat, Hawks, and Bulls in their perennial spot. And then the Bucks, they're going to be 2.5 games back. I can't. They're gonna be 2.5 games back of the 10 spot. The Bucks are gonna have a record of 17-24, which is eligible to be 2.5 games back of a playoff possibility. I don't know where this all went wrong. I think we can start to pinpoint a lot of different things. I think Jimmy Haslam taking over for the Lazarys, I think there's a part of it there. 414-799-1250. Would the Bucks be a top three seed in the East if Alex Lazary was a Senator? 414-799-1250. Because maybe then Mark doesn't sell. And we go from there. Jerry says, rebuild with or without Giannis, but rebuild now with a plan so you're not tossing away assets. Brian, a lot of comments coming in tonight. Broke my shoulder. Time for me to place an order from Happy Place Hemp. Ooh, that'll help. Thanks for the discount, Bart. Again, 25% off at happyplacehemp.com. Is this the point where we're rooting for the Bucks to tank? No, I'm not there yet. I'm going to hope we get into the play-in tournament, but then maybe lose. I'm going to hope we pull a Dallas Mavericks. I want to get in that play-in tournament. I want to win the 9-10 game, and then I want to lose. The winner plays the loser of 7-8, and then lose that game. And then have the number one pick based on a lottery, which if you're in the play-in tournament, you should not be eligible to be in the lottery. You should not. No, you shouldn't. But until Adam Silver fixes that, but he's not really in the fixing business. He's more in the breaking things that aren't broken business is what he's going to do. So what do we have next? The Bucks, you know, this makes sense, though. The Bucks, they were pretty tired. They were on tired legs, right? And then they had to go to Texas. You know, Doc's got all these excuses. So then they had to go to Texas. And we'll see what happens after that. But no, now they have a few days off, and then they're probably going to be too well rested. So their next game is not till Monday. They're in Atlanta. It's on Peacock. We've got, if you want to count the streaming services, which I do, because they're part of the deal. 6 of the 7 next games that the Bucks play are on national television. 6 of the next 7 games that they play are on national TV. I wonder, maybe one of these gets flexed, but I don't think that is going to happen here. Maybe. I don't think so. Not with this much time. They've got the MLK Day game against Atlanta on Monday. So they're off until Monday. Then they have Oklahoma City, and that's a home game. 8:30 at night, so it can be on ESPN. Boy. Jeez. Who's going to that game? Yeah, I got another ticket offer today, and I think it's still good that you can do a buy one, get one on tickets. So I was like, okay, I'm going to look that up. Buy one, get one on tickets. The website that it took me to, tickets were $124. So if you see one of these Bucks promotions, I don't know if they're, I mean, that might be too good to be true. I would, online it says they're as low as $12. I'm not buying any ticket promotions that I'm looking at here right now. Did you see that Kyle Tucker signed with the Dodgers? Yeah, and so this is where we're at. We're at a level of just apathy. We're at a level of apathy. Grant is here. Grant, I'm going to be pulling some teeth. And we ain't going that long. Okay? Maybe we will. I don't know. You want to talk Kyle Tucker? You want to talk Kyle Tucker for 15 minutes? This is where I like to test myself. I still like to, this is like when you go into a gym and you're like, you know, I'm like Tom Brady. Want to see how far I can still throw it. You know, I'm going to go to the gym and see if I can still put up some shots. I'm just going to go live on the internet and see if I can bullshit for 35 minutes about this Bucks-Spurs game. Well, I'm reading comments. Check. I already went into the schedule a little too soon. Talked about the standings. Rough. Your final tonight, 119-101. Was there a path to win this game? I don't know. I mean, Kuzma was hitting some shots, and then they didn't play him right away. Giannis couldn't give less of a shit. Miles Turner, I did Locked On Packers tonight, and I was watching the game on the phone, and I saw Miles Turner just have the worst three-pointer. Like, if they knew that that would happen, they would have never made the three-point line. Steph Curry's ruining the game. He's shooting all these threes. Well, yeah, well, kids practice them, and then they get good at them. You're just sad that guys aren't posting up from 11 feet anymore off the elbow. If they're making their shots, the three's worth more than two. I don't know what Turner was doing on that one. Man, that was a disappointment. Massive disappointment there. So the Bucks lose. And the question again is this the point where we want the Bucks to tank? I'm going to answer my own question and say no, not yet. They've got the Hawks. They've got the Thunder, as I mentioned, ESPN. Then on Friday night, it's a national televised game on Prime Video. Against Denver. Then they play the Dallas Mavericks. My kids' elementary school is doing a promotion to go to that game. I ain't fucking doing that. The Sixers on NBC. The Wizards is on Prime Video for some fucking reason. Then they're at Boston on a Sunday afternoon during the fucking Jesus sucks. What am I doing? What are we doing? Why are we doing this? What is happening? But this is the apathy. And I do think that these last two games really have completely changed the tide of what we are expecting with this Bucks team. Because really at this point, they are not worth watching. They are not worth turning on. They got to be at least in the play-in game conversation. Like, seriously. And then I think they have to at least be in the 500 record. And so now we have to look at the other things that can or cannot happen. Trade Giannis. Fire Doc. And this is a team that Adrian Griffin got fired for far less. For far less. I know things were bad, but like, things were bad behind closed doors. And then they were winning games. So what is this? Things are just bad. Doc Rivers either has skated along for a long time as someone who won a championship once, but he's not coaching any better than any of us would. There's no rotational shifts. There's no adjustments. There's no like reaction to what he's seeing on the court. He's like, well, these are my starters. You go play, and then I'll put these guys in, and then you go play. I don't know what the point is of what we're continuing to do. Jake, that beard's getting thick.
Thanks, man. I've been working on it.
Yeah. How you doing?
Well, you know, what a night. Not that I'm surprised. If you think about a guy like Doc Rivers – and this was a guy that had no like real desire to coach basketball. He was doing the TV thing, sitting on his ass. And we just like called him up. And he even said, I think in his introductory press conference, something along the lines of, I tried to talk them out of it. Like, are you sure you want to do this? So this is a guy that
I wouldn't wish this upon anybody is also.
He broke the fourth wall. He's like, it's like The Office, you know, when Jim sees something, he looks at the camera like, can you believe they're fucking doing this? Like, that's where we were at with Doc. But you kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. Adrian Griffin, who the team hated, had them at 30-13 when they made the move to fire him. So again, I know the roster makeup is different and everything, but yeah, it's just, I never thought the Giannis era would go out like a wet fart, just not even a wet fart, like a squeaky, just like, you know, you're pushing, and then you just get, you know, a little squeaker. That's the fart that this Giannis era is going out like, if I had to compare farts. Which, speaking of, you should get some farts on the soundboard there.
Oh, I don't think I have any farts.
Everybody loves fart jokes. It's highbrow humor.
I tell you this, I hate fart jokes.
It depends.
But I laugh at farts.
So real farts do it for you, not imitation. You need the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
That's an explosion. We can dub that for a fart.
Sure. I tried to send you a super chat. I was going to send you some cash, but the YouTube app wasn't working, so you could buy like a, you know, a 20 milligram drift on me, because, man, what a horrendous effort. And honestly, did San Antonio really look that good? Because to me, they didn't. Like, they looked like they were going about half speed. And I think you said it the other day that we are the team that now it's, yeah, we can just rest our guys and we'll be good. Like, it's just Milwaukee.
It's like if you're playing a video game and there's an easier level that you know your kid can beat. You're like, here, buddy.
Sure.
You play this one. You don't have to go full strength.
No.
Against the Bucks. You don't have to go full strength. Make a couple of threes. They were talking. I think the Spurs, like, so here's the three-point numbers. Bucks were 17 of 48, and the Spurs were 16 of 37. So they made about this, and this is factoring in still the fourth quarter. It was worse before that. But even still, like, remember when we used to watch games and we used to say, oh, well, they made their threes and we didn't. And that's not what this is anymore.
No, that's
not what's going on here. This isn't, the Spurs are just hot tonight. That's not what this is. This is a team that sucks. This roster, they look like it's a bunch of strangers playing with each other.
Sure.
And I don't understand. I don't understand. Like, Rollins and KPJ, that's not working. Bobby Portis. You know, I always remember with Freems. Freems would be like, we'd ask him about different co-hosts he'd have. And he would always say, I can do a show with a grape. Like, I can do a show with anybody. That's what he would say. I could do a show with a grape. What he meant was, I could do a show with anybody.
Why is that the most Chuck Freeman thing ever?
But he could do a show with a grape. And I feel like over the years, yeah, I've had different partners, and I feel like I can do a show with a lot of different people. Bobby Portis can't do basketball with anyone else. He is the grape. He is the grape. So it just doesn't look like any of this works. Doesn't look like any of it fits. It looks like Giannis has gotten past the, I don't want to say he's into the point of not caring. I think he's like, all right, I'm going to go out there 8 minutes, try. And if we have it tonight, we do. And if we don't, you know, I'm going to play. I'm not going to play, but I don't think he's, I don't know. They show him on the bench. I just wonder, like, what is he thinking? Well, I would love to know what he is thinking. What is his actual thought in his mind right now? I need a What Women Want, but with Giannis script.
I think the other night with him booing the crowd back, like, I'm sure there was a part of him that was like, I'm here going through all this bullshit and you're going to boo me? And I, you know, you were right. Nobody was booing him. They were booing the effort and booing the fact that they probably spent hundreds of dollars to get to that game and to see that just right off the bat. But in his mind, I'm sure there was a little bit of that, just like, hey, F you, dude. Like, I stuck around for this.
Well, a couple of different things. What do you want them to do? Who do you want them to trade? Obviously, everybody wants them to fire Doc. What do you want to do with the future of Giannis? There's a lot of different questions. I would say in the immediate future, something that I've talked about a lot is, I don't mind if they're bad for a little bit, because then you can go to the games, right? Because then the tickets are more affordable, and you can go to the games.
It's like getting bonus Bradley Center memories because now it's Bradley Center prices.
But I think that's under the pretense of when I'm thinking of the Bradley Center, I'm thinking of going to watch teams that we can like, we have hope for. We haven't seen them win. We're like, maybe Andrew Bogut's the guy, maybe Brandon Jennings, maybe E.G. on Leon, you know, maybe. You still know the team's going to play hard. They might suck. They might lose by 20 because they suck, but they're going to play hard. They're not that's not happening right now. They're losing because they are there's a big it's apathy is the word of the day, folks. Apathy sure. is the word of the day. They are not showing you they are not showing you that they're deserving of your time. Even like I don't want to watch them so bad right now. I might do the one thing I would never do, and that's cancel my DirecTV so that I get a TV package where I don't get FanDuel Sports Network. Cause I don't want to have the option to watch the Bucks.
Yeah, I think apathy is the right word. I feel that for pretty much all of our teams right now. It's looking more and more like LaFleur is coming back. The Bucks are the Bucks. The Brewers are just they're never gonna get there. Like, eh. Which, by the way, Schefter is really pissing me off because I'm trying to like come to terms with the fact that they're going to keep this loser around. But then he always ends his little reports with like, you know, assuming they can get something done. And it's like, I feel like he's sitting on something and he can't quite say it yet. He doesn't have the you know, the go ahead to say it. But he knows more about what's going on than anyone else. Because he's just being sneaky about it, and I don't like it.
I don't like that he's going to get a raise. I know that they don't want to do lame duck, but I would almost just be like, you're still under contract for a year. You got a year to prove it, and then we'll extend you. But then what's going to happen? Oh, no, then he's going to take you to an NFC Championship game, and then he's going to go somewhere else. All right, fucking go somewhere else then.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I have a friend that's like, because he's buying all these reports that, oh, teams would give up a first-round pick to get Matt LaFleur as their coach. So that should tell you right there that he's the right guy. And my reaction to that is, if that's true and we go through another year with this loser and the same shit happens again when we could have got a first-round pick for him, I'm going to go ballistic.
Yeah. I don't know. What?
To answer your Bucks questions, should the Bucks tank? Irrelevant question in my eyes. I think with Doc Rivers as the coach, you don't have to tank. You just got to let Doc go do his best, and you're on your way with the tanking. So, yeah.
Because Atlanta will receive the more favorable of Milwaukee's and the Pelicans' pick. Sure. Milwaukee gets the less favorable of the two. Milwaukee gets a pick.
Yes. So, if you get a little bit lucky, you're still looking at a really nice pick. And if Atlanta's the team that Giannis ultimately ends up on, there's a decent chance you're getting that pick as well as Atlanta owns.
We can't trade this pick because it's already traded.
No, so we could like say we traded Giannis to Atlanta, they could trade us that pick, meaning we would get New Orleans pick and our own. So now you're looking at two top 5 to 8-ish picks if you trade Giannis, and that's in the deal. Hmm. So on top
of
that,
the NBA fan fucktastic.
Yeah. On top of that, Atlanta owns our first round pick next year. So that's why, you just keep coming back and looking at these guys as maybe that's the team. They're a perennial treadmill team. They clearly, with the Trae Young trade, like they're trying to do something here. So, yeah, I feel like that should be who you should be looking at, because if you're going to tank, you want to open up like a 2-year tank window. So getting your pick back would be a huge thing.
I got some comments. I also got Eric jumping in. Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, how do I sound?
You're where?
He's in the upside down.
Eric, your audio is brutal.
I'm sorry. I'll cut out.
Okay. Good to talk to you.
Later, man.
Come back. We just love you, Eric.
Fix it. Fix it and try to come back.
Will Byers is communicating behind him.
I think we're getting one.
You still think so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if there isn't one, then there's just a lot of really weird crap that just happened to be overlooked and, you know, thrown in there. I don't get it.
Can you, how's this, Eric? You good? No, I was just trying you again. Okay.
Hey, what's up? Eric,
I think I can get your audio if you just give me like your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm through my phone here. This is my first time.
All right. We'll try another time.
I don't want to be a foreigner.
Don't be a foreigner to the show. All right.
This is classic Winklerverse content. This is what we needed back. And
well, yeah. So this is what we're going live after Bucks fucking Spurs
on a random Thursday night in January.
On a random Thursday.
I will say this though, Bart. You know, I don't know. I can't confirm. I'm assuming you're getting paid a little bit less to do this show than you were, you know, doing for the radio. But for what it's worth, it warms the cockles of my heart every time I go in the morning, open up my podcast, and I see a new episode. I'm excited for that again. So, gracias to you and the service that you provide.
Well, thank you for being a part of it, Jake. You know that.
Yeah.
Andrew says, fuck tanking. Fire the damn coach that has a sub-500 record over 3 years. This season isn't a waste unless they continue with Doc. MDK, Thibodeau is out there. So do you want to fire Doc and get Tibbs?
Giannis would retire by the end of the season.
Richard says, Buffalo Sabres have won 15 of 17. I may have to pivot fully to the Buffalo Sabres and start doing Sabres podcast.
I'm going to the Admirals game tomorrow. Can we get an Admirals?
Oh, you
place?
Are?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Jerry says, Dan Schaefer. Oh, I saw this. If you have anything positive to say about Adrian Griffin, disregard everything you have to say. I'm not going to say anything about Adrian Griffin. What I'm saying is they fired Griffin for less because it was like this, but they were winning. It is bad right now. This is bad. I mean, Giannis sitting there and booing the fans back. I don't know that we've had enough time to process that. Yeah. I think that becomes a moment that's entrenched in our brains when we think about this era. Like, oh, Giannis's first dunk at MSG. Giannis's 50-piece.
I think like
Giannis booing the crowd back.
That was the weirdest energy I can remember just watching that game, even on the just from TV. Like, I thought something was going to pop off last night, a fight, something, but it just felt awkward as hell.
Let me dig through my bucket of analogies. I think I have one here about what that was like. Let me just look at the old bucket of analogies.
We eagerly await.
Let's see. Giannis booing the crowd was like, it was like knowing you're being cheated on, but then she decides to fuck him on your living room couch in front of you.
It's a little on the nose, but I like it. And it, by the way, if there's any Ja Morant, Zach LaVine trade, like any win now move that they're trying, I said it's like a married couple trying to have a kid to maybe save the marriage, and it's just going to end in complete disaster. And then you're bringing someone else into this mess. Like, come on, don't do that to them. And also,
just let them be a sperm.
Ja Morant in South Beach, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. All right, what else do we got here? Jake says, this is from Justin Garcia. The Bucks lose back-to-back games by a combined margin of 54 points. This is the largest margin over two games in franchise history. How is that possible? The previous high was 48, last done in 1983.
83 in the golden era of the Bucks.
Wow. Neil says, didn't Giannis at one point cry during the game too, or did I get duped by AI?
No, he was wiping sweat from his face, and some idiot put a Facebook or Instagram post and was like, look at how bad it is. Giannis is crying. And, of course, every idiot and their grandmother fell for it. Just like
unrelated. I saw that Eddie Lacy became a firefighter today in a small town.
Oh yeah. Was that AI too?
Facebook AI slop.
It's so funny to read like the first comment on every one of those posts. It's just like Debbie from Ashwaubenon. That's so proud of him.
If you're on Facebook this year, how many times Matt LaFleur went and saved a dying dog from the vet this year?
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks he was going to do it on Facebook.
Yeah. Jordan Love saved a little kid from a shark attack while he was on vacation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we should do? We should all just delete the internet. Like, just how can AI get us if we just like stop using it?
Well, I don't trust anything anymore.
Yeah. We're in that era.
And now the thing where you can like be someone else's face.
Yeah, I saw that.
That fucking sucks.
Who is like
someone's gonna do that with like a world leader? Someone's just gonna do that with like whoever the fucking prime minister of Australia is, and he's gonna be like, hey, I'm going to destroy you all right now. We have nukes, surprise.
Yeah, a war is gonna start because of crap like that.
Yeah, and we're gonna bomb the shit of Australia.
And it'll be Sleepy Donnie that falls for it. I don't know. It's the real life version of what Dr. Ian Malcolm warned us about in Jurassic Park, where all these scientists were so focused on the things they could do, they never thought about whether or not they should.
It's very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since we're at that point, I'm going to go to bed. I have a different sleep schedule now, and the Bucks lost, and I think we accomplished what we set out to do. It was good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you too, brother. Release the Epstein files. Love you.
Yeah. And Kyle Tucker's a Dodger. So just a sick ass night all the way around. All right. Guys, it's good to be here. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Ever walk past a place for rent and wish you could just take a peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout. Envision the natural light streaming through the windows. Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go. At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you could be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com, the place to find a place.